Radio Prague News.
Anti-corruption police have opened criminal proceedings in the case of a dubious tender awarded by the previous government during the Czech EU presidency. President Václav Klaus says the EU should get involved in Macedonia's name dispute with Greece. And five canvases from Alphonse Mucha's cycle The Slav Epic have been moved to Prague. Anti-corruption police have opened criminal proceedings in the case of a dubious tender awarded by the previous government to the company PromoPro during the Czech EU presidency in the first half of 2009. The tender was purportedly the responsibility of the organizational team led by current defense minister Alexander Vondra. Mr. Vondra said at the end of January that he had not signed and had not even known about the contract with the company, which provided audiovisual equipment in the amount of half a billion crowns, or roughly six times their worth. Charges of mismanagement of public funding carries a sentence of 2 to 8 years imprisonment. The European Union should get involved in Macedonia's dispute with Greece over its official name, President Václav Klaus told reporters on Tuesday. Speaking after his meeting with Macedonian President Dorje Ivanov, Mr. Klaus said he understands Macedonia's interest in acceding to the EU and that Greece should not oppose it. He said he warned his Balkan counterpart that acceding to the EU meant entering a complex institution rather than a paradise, but allowed that it was crucial for Macedonia's future. Greece is opposed to Macedonia using the name Republic of Macedonia, saying this name refers exclusively to a region in northern Greece. It insists on Skopje using the name Former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, under which it is also registered with the United Nations. President Klaus also took the opportunity on Tuesday to weigh in again on the pending mass resignation of doctors protesting salary levels, saying that the health ministry should make no more concessions. He said he fully supports Health Minister Leos Heger in his negotiations with the doctors' unions, and that further concessions were not what the people of the Czech Republic wanted either. The president also thanked doctors and nurses who continued to work instead of making threats. The State Security Council is meeting today with regional governors to discuss emergency plans for March 1st, when 3,800 doctors are set to quit if their salaries are not raised to meet Western European standards. Five canvases from Alphonse Mucha's cycle The Slav Epic have been moved to Prague from their longtime abode in Moravský Krumlov. The canvases have been rolled up since 4 months ago, when the whole cycle was to be moved. Municipal elections allowed a heated debate between the cities to subside for a time, and Prague has reportedly promised the town it can have the paintings for the summer tourist season. However, the director of the City Gallery Prague said the paintings were being moved according to the instructions of Prague for an autumn exhibition of the entire Slav epic. In sports news, Chelsea goalkeeper Petr Cech was named the Czech Republic's Footballer of the Year 2010 at a Prague ceremony on Monday. It is the third time in a row that Cech has won the trophy and the fourth time overall. The 28-year-old Czech international, who capped 78 approaches for the national squad, finished ahead of Arsenal midfielder and Czech team captain Tomáš Rosický and Atletico Madrid defender Tomáš Ujfalusi. FIFA president Sepp Blatter and Portuguese legend Eusebio were present at the awards ceremony to congratulate the winner and to honor Czech legend Josef Masopust on the occasion of his 80th birthday. In 1962, Masopust scored the opening goal in the World Cup final between Czechoslovakia and Brazil. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be mostly sunny, with highs of around 5 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.